This is the spoiler filled review of Justice League, starring a bunch of folks you should know. First being Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Ray Fisher, Jeremy Irons, Ezra Miller, Henry Cavill, Amy Adams, Jason Momoa, Diane Lane, and J.K. Simmons. So, if you haven't watched this movie, how dare you? You should go see it at least once. And you should definitely put this on pause, because in a couple seconds, I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So, the synopsis is as follows. And you can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. Fueled by his restored faith in humanity and inspired by Superman's selfless act, Bruce Wayne enlists the help of his newly found ally, Diana Prince, to face off an even greater enemy. Together, Batman and Wonder Woman work quickly to find and recruit a team of metahumans to stand against the newly awakened threat. But besides the formation of this unprecedented League of Heroes, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and The Flash, it may also be too late to save the planet from an assault of catastrophic proportions. Yeah, this is about it. Yeah, that's exactly what happens in this whole movie. Over time, this movie is a good movie. But I have to talk about it. I have to get deep into it. I actually wrote down some notes for it as well, just because I wasn't sure when I first watched it, and then watched it for a second time, and had to sleep on it, and had to, like, get into my zen place in order to actually review this movie properly, and not have, like, the fanboy goggles on, and just have my movie reviewer goggles on. So, as a movie reviewer, here are some good things about this movie. First thing up was, the future looks good for DCEU. For this combination movie that's been years in the making, I'm very, very happy what happened. There's been a lot of things going on, and after Zack Snyder wasn't able to finish off the movie because of personal reasons, then you have Joss Whedon stepping in to take over, and then a whole bunch of other folks going through a lot of trouble. Even Ben Affleck's going through his demons, and you can see this movie is definitely a very impacted movie. And then you have the millions of dollars of having to remove Henry Cavill's mustache because, you know, reasons. So it's craziness. But all in all, this movie should start off this universe quite well. Even though it's not the first movie of the universe, it's probably the fourth or fifth movie. I think it's the fifth movie in the universe. This movie definitely makes you very, very happy for the future of the DCEU, which I'm really happy about. The second thing I thought was great about this was the two end credit scenes. The first one was fine. The whole Flash versus Superman and whole racing thing. That was pretty cool, and that draws back the thought process of the animated series, the comic book series. Just everything about that just screamed fanboy, which I was happy to actually bring that to the actual big screen. The second cut that happened was the Deathstroke cut, and that one was amazing. I could be honest, the CW costume isn't the best one. Manu Ben is awesome as Deathstroke. I just don't like his costume. His costume looks weird and bulky, and it looks kind of funny. But for TV universe, it's understandable because, you know, there's only so much money. This costume for Deathstroke in the DCEU, superb. I saw it. I geeked out. I screamed a little bit. I was like, oh, snap. Costume look amazing. I kind of want it. But it was a great costume. I could say hands down. That plus the whole Evil Justice League to come in the future, I can't wait for it. I really can't. So I'm glad that that's happened as well. Another thing that I didn't mind was the runtime of the movie. It wasn't bad. It was no fuss, no muss. It was just under 2 hours, which I've heard that they had to cut out half an hour of the movie, which you could kind of tell in certain places, but for a movie being 2 hours long, it hit what it needed to hit. It got your point across quite well. Another thing that worked well for it was Aquaman. Aquaman was one of the better characters that came out this whole movie. The second person being being the Flash. But back to Aquaman. Aquaman is like your, he's the like the bro, and that's a good thing. Basically, I can't wait to see his standalone movie. It looks like it's gonna be a good one. Just to hear the backstory and to see exactly what goes on with the whole Aquaman lore, and to see what happened before this movie, and possibly what's gonna happen in the future. It was a good character. Jason Momoa did great in this whole role, and I do want to see more, to be honest. Next thing I see that was awesome about this, as I mentioned before, was the Flash. His character was hilarious. Funny, just enough awkwardness so you feel like this is going to be a great character. And he just brought a lot of longevity to the whole movie. This, the thing that folks were kind of scared of, and I was kind of scared of myself as well, was the whole Grant Gustin and Ezra Miller thing. Sorry for that. But you could tell the differences between this Barry Allen and the one on the CW. And that's a good thing. First the costume, then the personality. Totally different personalities, totally different costumes. You shouldn't be any type of confused between this one and the one that's on the actual TV universe, which I'm okay with. And last but not least, the action, which connects with Barry Allen as well. There's a scene in this whole movie where Superman is fighting the whole Justice League after they bring him back to life. And he looks over to the Flash as he's running. And the Flash is like, oh crap, Superman can see me. And it brought a lot of cheers in the audience. And it brought the fanboy in me too. I kind of like crapped my pants a little bit when he looked over at Barry as he's running fast. And he's like, oh, he can see you. That's kind of crazy. It was probably one of the best moments of the whole movie. It brought a lot of geekiness out of myself. I love it. I really do. Which brings me to the not-so-great stuff that happened in this whole movie. The fact that everything was heavily CGI'd, you could tell it from back, from the jump, basically. When you see every single scene, the CGI is so evident, and this is crazy. The whole mustache thing with Henry Cavill, you could recognize the CGI in that too, which after seeing the second time, I forgave it. But the first time going, I saw the CGI heavy and everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, can they cut the CGI down just a little bit? And for such a high budget movie, couldn't they do done better CGI basically? So I wasn't really a fan of that. Hopefully that changes in the future. And the whole Superman being revived so easily, it semi-bothered me just a little bit. And the quick memory loss that he had, it was like for a scene or two, he had no memory. And then his memory came back and he was fine. And all is right with the world. Which is weird for me. I didn't like that whole feature. And the fact that they made Batman look very, very weak in this movie. I'm not sure why they did that move. It's a weird, weird move to have. If you look from Batman v Superman and then go through to this movie, you could tell the differences that Batman's getting slower. Batman's not as hand-to-hand skilled as he was in the first movie. And just, he looks weak. Steppenwolf was another thing that I didn't like just because he was too easy to beat. After Superman gets revived, then you see Steppenwolf's gangsterness go down 12-fold. He went from manhandling the Justice League to being manhandled by Superman. And for me, it's like, then why have the League if Superman could take him on by himself, basically? It's just a weird kind of feature they had. I kind of wish they made it where Superman wasn't as strong and that there was some kind of struggle with Steppenwolf. But once Superman came into the picture, Steppenwolf was non-factor at all. I'm telling you, it went from you being a top-level bad guy to you're just being a lowly henchman. And it felt weird for me. Which, all in all, it made the story seem kind of weak and made you think, like, all right, this needed something else or it needed to change something around. It's just weirdness of it. For me, things that I would change about this whole movie, which I don't normally do to all these reviews, but this one I have to, just because the first movie, second movie, it's a little weird. But if I could change anything around, I would recut both Batman v Superman and Justice League. Make them into, I think of them as like one long movie. If I cut them properly, it'll work even better than it did in a movie theater right now. So this is how I would do it. I would basically end Batman v Superman right after the whole fight between them both. Don't show Doomsday. Don't do that at all. I would leave Doomsday for the beginning of Justice League and make it into like a flashback of sorts. When you do that, then you could do it where when he's revived Superman, you could make it where you show that flashback and you could find out what exactly happened. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of like a what folks have done in the past, you know, with other kind of movie genres, but it'll work great with this one just because the way I was put on the last piece of Batman v Superman, it made the movie weird. So you put it in the beginning of this one, it would make it a whole lot better. You have where Superman fights them all as the movie went on, and then he flies away. He comes back at the end of the movie, which is fine by me, and you add in the struggle with Steppenwolf. Once you do all those things for me, then it'll be a whole lot better of a movie. And the whole cut of the movie will seem different just because you have it where Superman doesn't come in at the beginning, where he's out of the majority of the movie, which this one here, it had him in at least half of the movie, which I wouldn't have done. I would have made it where he's only in probably like 10% of the movie. He comes at the beginning, flies off, finds himself, and takes the whole movie premise and then come back down at the very last moment to be like a MacGuffin of sorts, which is fine by me. But to have him like be the all-powerful Superman that the League needs him to be there, it is this weirdness for me. And makes Steppenwolf stronger than he was. It's very, very weird to have a quote-unquote new god get defeated so easily. It is weird for me. So that is my review of Justice League. Let me know if you thought the same, if you thought differently. Leave a comment down below. You can also email me at dc@bringonthereviews.com. You can see my Snapchat as well. I post on it quite often. It's Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And that's my review of Justice League. Catch you later.